Thanks for signing on. I'm Bob Karkoff, and this is freedomblog.com from our FreedomCast series, Case Study Venezuela. The theme for today is economic enterprise. For thinking people, this means state control of the economy for totalitarians. The second freedom function is economic enterprise. Basically, the free enterprise mission was to empower the economy through private ownership, to motivate the people to the acquisition, development, and protection of private property, to motivate the people to the privatization of the economy, including especially the nation's natural resources, to empower the people to become entrepreneurial initiators in leading the free enterprise economy. This freedom mission was for the private sector to own, operate, and profit from the means of production while spreading the wealth in a flow-down economy. Again, while Venezuela was progressing, she failed to accomplish her mission in time. Too much of her wealth and oil was focused in the hands of the state, with few of the directors disposed to sharing the benefits with the general population. While the middle class was increasingly affluent, the process of building wealth in the middle class was far too slow. Most disastrously, the working class accepted an unchanging peasant fate, while the underclass was left to fend on its own. Perhaps her greatest failure was Venezuela's inability to accomplish her mission of producing an entrepreneurial class that would lead and generate free enterprise economics. To some, Venezuela in the late 1990s was a product of too little, too late. Her citizens simply did not have the attitude of urgency in empowering people that is the prerequisite to true freedom. In a sense, Venezuelans accepted their European fates, survival for the lower classes, comfort for the middle class, luxury for the upper class. Whereas the freedom functions emphasize the free enterprise economy, the totalitarian protocol emphasized directly the opposite, to destroy the private sector economy and build a state-controlled economy. Basically, the totalitarian mission of Venezuela was to destroy private ownership of anything, to tear down the centerpiece of freedom, private ownership, to control the source of production and the benefits derived therefrom, to undermine the development of individualism and true entrepreneurship, because this, like all other initiatives, threatens state control. In short, whereas the freedom mission was to produce entrepreneurial initiatives that would drive the free enterprise economy, the totalitarian protocol was to communize the economy, undermining private ownership, emphasizing state ownership, destroying individualism and entrepreneurism. Once again, the totalitarians are succeeding because freedom-loving peoples did not accelerate the goals of the free enterprise mission. Because they did not fully share the wealth that they had helped to produce, the dependent, adoptive people of Venezuela willingly accept the redistribution of asset-derived wealth, oil, as a market mechanism. Signing off for Freedom Blog, this is Bob Karkoff. Remember, we the people must motivate people to the free enterprise mission. Think about it. We invite your comments. Send to Bob at freedomblog.com. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back.